Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
I'm on my way and there's a world outside.
That's Hollow Hand, isn't it? I've got an email. I forgot I got an email today saying, "Ian, have you heard the new single by Hollow Hand?" No, I haven't. I will try and play it maybe a little bit later on tonight. Good evening, dear listener. The late night alternative. I'm Ian Lee. Who the heck are you, woman?
I'm Catherine Boyle.
Right. Busy old show tonight. Here's an email. Ian, you've been very silent about anti-Semitism and racism within the ranks of the Labour Party, including its leader, Jeremy Corbyn. And I think it's about time you broke your silence, Ian Lee. Time to speak up, says Martin from Hendon. OK, thanks for that, Martin. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Okay, I don't know. I've got no idea what happened in that last hour. No idea whatsoever. But there you go. We were speaking to Annie before the break. Hello, Annie.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Annie. What you got for us, Annie?
Right, I think it's time for a total subject change.
Yes, please. Is it Hitler?
No, he might come up later.
Okay.
Because you never know when you're going to wander in that direction.
Yeah, but no, apparently, some people find it impossible to say a whole sentence without mentioning the H word.
Proves to be very difficult.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking, I'll be honest, I'm looking for a little bit of validation here from you, Ian.
Okay.
There is a song that I hate with a level of irrational rage that I've never felt about anything else.
Wowzers, I can feel the anger vibe coming from you.
Is it by the Beautiful South? Because I feel the same.
No, the Beautiful South are a fine band.
The song is "I've Never Known a Girl Like You Before" by Edwin Collins.
It's terrible. Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. Known a girl like you before.
It's bad. It is bad. It's a collection of sentences that have no connection to each other.
Just like back in the day. Was it just like in the... What, back? He rhymes like before
days
with your.
Of your.
And then he goes back to before, and then there's a flaw. It's just a collection of words that rhyme with random sentences in the middle of it.
I remember it being
that song
being a big hit.
So much airplay.
I remember it being a big hit and thinking, I don't get this. I don't get that. Not Edwin Starr. Edwin Collins, poor fella, he's been very ill. Mm. Did he have a brain aneurysm or a stroke?
Something like that. Yeah.
He had a stroke. Maybe it was about 8, 9, 10 years ago. It was a while ago. And people thought he wasn't going to recover, and he recovered. He put a lot of work in, and he got, you know, as fit as he could, and he still goes out and performs. So hats off to him for that. But unfortunately, he also includes that song in his repertoire.
Yeah, that's the problem. If he could have forgotten that song while he was ill, I'd have been a lot happier about him getting better.
There's the second offcome of the night. Wow, okay, right, okay. Annie, thank you very much for your call. You're right, it's a terrible song, but we don't wish any ill, you know. Let's move on. Good evening, John.
Hi, welcome back from New York.
Thank you, John.
Hope you had a good time with the kids.
I did.
Very good, very good.
Very good.
My hometown, I was born in Brooklyn, so...
Wow. Brooklyn gay. I want a pizza pie. I'm Brooklyn born, and I want to have a Coke float.
Yeah, I miss it. I miss it.
But I want to go and hang out with the hookers and the lowlife and the scum at the street in Brooklyn and have a bit of pizza pie and a little bit of respect.
Watch a Yankee game.
Watch a Yankee game. Go and get blown by a hooker on Fifth Avenue.
Back with the hookers again.
What do you think about the blimp that they're going to run this weekend over Parliament Square from Ken Livingstone?
People want to spend their money on it. I thought Sadiq Khan's response to it was very dignified. Did you know what his response is?
He approved it, didn't he?
He said, it seems okay with me, although because he's wearing a yellow bikini. Mm. He says, I don't think yellow is my colour. You got. But what's he going to do? There's no chance of him going, God damn it! That's a... Of course he has to accept it with a bit of cool. It's flipping balloon flying over London. Who cares?
My reaction was, what goes around comes around. He wouldn't have approved it against Trump if he would know that in a few weeks' time he's going to hang everywhere.
Of course he would, because he has.
Yeah. He didn't know that he's going to hang there.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious it was. It's pretty obvious.
I find it interesting that the punchline is, he's a woman.
I think it sends a message of some his position of getting some ads. I think the bloke that runs it is a business suspicious character.
Oh yeah, the bloke that runs it is if you dig into the guy that did it.
Yeah,
he's done some anti-Semitic tweets.
Yeah. It's pretty nasty. I think it sounds like all this southerners in the States. It's the same bitter people. But frankly, in terms of like a fair fight, you make fun of Trump, my guy.
But you said your
somebody
guy
makes fun of you.
Your guy.
Yeah,
your guy.
Trump is my guy.
You voted for him. Did you vote for him?
No, I don't like politicians. I hate them.
But he's your guy.
He's my guy.
Yeah, you're still American. You're still an American citizen.
Straight. Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I'm just a resident.
Okay.
I never took up British citizenship.
Okay. But you say what goes around comes around. Mate, it's just a balloon. 100%. Here's the thing. It's just a balloon, right? That's going to hover. Yeah. The only last one only hovered about 100 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Did Trump get upset about the balloon? Or did he even know?
No, he loved it. He said he quite liked it.
Okay. Yeah. And Sadiq has said the same thing. Okay, fine. If someone wants to spend 50 grand on it.
Sadiq wanted to upset him.
No, he didn't.
You know it wasn't Sadiq's balloon, right?
Yeah, but he approved it because I understand he hates him because Trump was pretty obnoxious towards him.
Yeah, he was. It wasn't his balloon. Yeah. He didn't pay for it. He didn't organise it. He just gave the permission for
here's
it.
Here's the difference between Sadiq Khan, and I'm not a major fan of his...
It's abuse of power. He approved it.
Okay, John, here's the difference between Sadiq Khan and Donald Trump. Sadiq Khan doesn't mouth off the same way that Donald Trump does. So I don't think you'll ever hear him say that he hates someone. I think he's let it go because that was the rule.
You're part of the people that don't like Trump. Everybody likes different people. I like Trump, not because I like him personally. I just like his style because I'm sick and tired of all the politicians beating around the bushes.
Okay.
And finally, somebody said it straight.
Someone wanted to put a balloon up. So what? Who cares? What Sadiq Khan did, and this is what I know you won't get, Sadiq Khan did was allow people to protest. People in this country are allowed to protest.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He was trying to embarrass the guy.
No, he wasn't.
Not because he's for freedom of speech. No.
How do you know? Where's your evidence?
Sadiq Khan.
Where's your evidence that he did it to embarrass Trump, not because he doesn't mind protest?
Sometimes you can tell from the tone of a voice.
So for your evidence is the tone of a voice. Tell me what clip I need to find so I can hear the tone of his voice that says... I'm doing this to embarrass Trump, not because I agree with protests and demonstrations. What clip do I need to find? Because you've obviously heard it. So let's find it.
I've heard him saying about it, reacting about Trump's different comments.
Yeah, well, Trump had a go at him for being a Muslim. So I'd be kind of pissed off.
So that's what I'm saying. So I don't blame him.
But you've extrapolated. Trump had a go at him for being a Muslim, right? And said it was bad.
He did. Tell me that clip where Trump had to go because he's a Muslim. Show me that clip.
The thing is, John, we can.
I'm waiting for you.
I want to hear that clip and then I'll bring you the clip.
No. I asked for the clip first. You give me your clip first.
Okay. There is no clip that Trump was against being a Muslim.
Okay,
from
fine.
His tone, Okay, there's
but
no.
We know Trump doesn't like Muslims. We know that. That's
that could,
fact.
Yeah, it could be. It could be.
No. Could be. That's a fact. Just
no,
like
no,
he
no,
likes.
I don't think he does like. I don't believe it. I don't believe he doesn't like Muslims.
He does, mate. No. He doesn't like Muslims. He wanted to stop all Muslims going into America.
I think that's an accusation.
No, that's a fact. He wanted to stop all Muslims going into America
until, and I quote, "We work out what's going on."
You want.
Hang on, John, a woman speaking, listen.
He never does. Until, he said, we need to stop all people coming in until we work out what's going on. And he was stopped from doing that.
He was stopped from doing what?
He was stopped from preventing all Muslim countries from being able to have people.
No, there was a list of countries.
Yeah, then he got. Then he came up. Wait a minute, John.
Listen,
then he
John,
came up with
down.
A list. And they were mostly Muslim countries. In fact, they were all Muslim countries.
And the judge said he was right. And a court...
No, the judge stopped him from doing the judge stopped him from doing a blanket ban.
A blanket ban, but they proved several bans, right? They did approve some of it.
Some of them, but he wanted to ban them
all. Yeah, they didn't prove the initial ban, which was to ban them all.
Okay, but...
John,
it doesn't mean he hates Muslims. He doesn't hate Muslims. He probably has about 10,000 people employed who are Muslims.
Yeah, okay? You're working for minimum wage, if that, cleaning the shit out of his toilets. That's what they'll be doing.
Like all the rich people in the UK trying
to get... Fine, but you can't extrapolate that he likes Muslims from that. It's pretty obvious that Trump doesn't like...
I think he particularly likes. No, but nobody's...
You just said likes.
Telling that he's the nicest guy. I don't think he hates Muslims. You said
okay.
he hates.
Well, then John, you're wrong. He hates Muslims. It's
he
obvious.
He likes the Saudi Arabian prince. He loves.
He
him.
Likes money.
Oh, man.
He likes him because he's a Muslim.
He likes him because he's a Muslim. No.
Could
he likes
be.
Him because he likes
you
him.
Say he hates Muslims.
You can't say anything.
I can turn the argument around.
You can't because you're not bright enough. He likes him because of money.
Why? What would make you say that? He's trying to make deals with him, jobs for Americans. It's
money
you don't know him before.
Money for Trump is what he's interested in.
Listen,
first
if you hate Trump, I don't blame you. You're allowed to hate him. I love him. I love him to bits.
Well, John, and I'd love to have a conversation with you, but you never want to listen. So thanks for your call.
Pleasure.
Yeah, for you, because we don't get to talk.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
You're not.
Jesus. 03444991000. For the first time tonight, the switchboard is empty. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boys.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee,
the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. So you know Roblox because your daughter had a dodgy experience on the thing on the computer. Well, my boys play it on the Xbox, which is a slightly different experience. It's, I believe,
believe, harder. Because your girl was talking, was getting kind of bullied online by when she played it on a laptop.
We can't work out whether she was being bullied or groomed, but either way, it was not welcome.
Yeah, it was inappropriate, completely inappropriate, and very distasteful. So my boys play it on Xbox, and I have looked at it, and I've looked online, and they have assured me that no one, it is impossible. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I trust them. But I've also, you know, I trust them to a degree. But then I've also looked online and stuff. So it's kind of cool. Okay. And for those that know, Roblox is an online game. I think it's free. And people make their own little games. They look a bit blocky, like Minecraft, if you know that. It's a very, or, you know, the old 8-bit games. And you go and play them for free. So we're about to go and get the boys' haircut today. 03444991000. And we're talking about Roblox. And they said, we found a new game on Roblox. It's like, oh, yeah. He said, yeah, yeah. It's really weird. You stare and look at this dead dog.
Oh, my God.
It's like, what? Yeah, you stare and look at this dead dog. I said, right. And what do you do? Oh, nothing. Just look at this dead dog with other people.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. So is it like a Roblox computer-generated dog? No, 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 it's a real dog. I said, what? Hang on.
A photograph.
So you're looking... The game is you go into this world and you stand with other people and you look at pictures of a dead dog. I said, yeah. I said, right, does anyone talk to you? He said, no, no one can talk to us. I said, right. And is the dog is dead? They said, yeah. And I said, right, I'm going to be honest, boys, I don't want you playing that game. That doesn't sound appropriate to me. And they looked a bit worried. I said, you've not done anything wrong. You're not in trouble. I just doesn't sound to me like an appropriate game. Right? So then we got back to the house a bit later on. And I said, tell you what. Show me that dead dog game.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Show me the dead dog game. And they went, are you sure? I said, yeah, yeah, it's cool. It's fine. No one's in trouble. It's cool. I just want to see what it is. Right. And it's the most insane thing, right? So basically you get transported into this world.
It wasn't like Shep. A dog that happens to have passed over, but it's just a picture of a dog.
It's a picture of a dog that has passed over. The picture's taken long before it died. So you're not looking... I thought it was like a picture of a dog with its guts out and flies around it. And it's like this little white poodle, right? And there's just pictures everywhere of this white poodle. And there's an eternal flame. And there's a gravestone. And it's to Gabe... 2005 to 2016. The dog's called Gabe.
Right.
And then there's just like pictures of this flipping dog everywhere.
So some kids made a memorial.
It's a memorial world to Gabe the dog. Can anyone find this and screenshot this, please? I don't know if I... Did I jot down the name? Because I don't think I did. No, I didn't jot down the name. Can anyone find the Gabe Memorial game on Roblox and put some screenshots? Because it's the... And I looked at it and went, I mean, this is weird, but if you want to come here, you are very, very welcome to. But I have no idea why this even exists. And you just walk around and look at pictures. There's a picture of this guy's dog just sat there, just floating around in the sky. And this eternal flame. It is nuts.
People deal with grief in very different ways.
If anyone knows the game or can find it and post some screenshots, that would be great. Good evening, Gary.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Gary.
Good evening. How are you two?
Good, thank you, mate. What have you got?
Well, I just want to know, have you ever talked about aliens or the belief of aliens?
All the time, yeah, yeah. In fact, I'm trying to coax... I've joined a couple of we've been abducted by aliens groups on Facebook, so I'm trying to encourage some people to come on and share their stories, and they are obviously quite reluctant to do so for fear of being mocked. But yes, we do talk about aliens a fair bit.
I just wondered, do you believe in it yourself? Do you believe that aliens not exist, but do you believe aliens could have travelled that vast amount of distance here?
Well, this is great because this gives me the chance to give you my theory on how...
Oh, God, here we go.
No. Do you want to know my theory of where humankind comes from, Gary? And this is my genuine theory.
I'm just going to tell me.
Right. I believe... Where are you going?
I need a wee.
I'm going to put the cock... Put the kettle on. Kath hates this.
Oh, boy, I'm sorry. I've started trouble with
you. No, forget her. She's not... Her mind isn't open. She's not woke. I'm woke. So my theory is that millions of years ago, we lived on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And that for whatever reason, possibly a war or an ecological disaster, we had to move, and we had to move quickly to the next planet that would sustain life, and that was Earth. So, but not everyone could come. Only a certain small number, a small percentage of us could come to Earth. And somewhere either in the journey to Earth, in the when we landed on Earth, or over the hundreds of thousands of years that have happened since then, we lost that Earth technology.
Okay. Right. Okay. I don't know where to go with that. Because I personally believe that it's impossible to travel to Mars. I mean,
it's not impossible to travel to Mars. We've travelled to Mars.
No, we've not travelled to Mars. Man has never travelled to Mars.
Man has never travelled to Mars. But okay, we have sent spaceships to Mars.
Sending a probe or a spaceship to Mars is not a problem. Sending somebody inside that, the journey there and the journey back and the length of time, etc., is nigh on impossible. Because it takes months and months and months to get there.
It takes about six months.
Well, that's the minimum. That's if the two planets are at their nearest. But if they're at their furthest, it will take a lot longer. And then obviously by the time you get there, the planets would have gone further apart, so it would take a long time to come back. And so I read about this, Elon Musk talking about sending spacecraft.
It takes about 9 months. Okay, it takes about 9 months to get to Mars.
Okay, let's say it takes 9 months one way.
Yeah.
Then it's going to take at least another 9 months back.
Why are they coming back?
Well, that's it. Now, do you want to go and do a one-way journey to Mars?
I don't personally, but there will be people that would happily do that. Of course there are.
You think that people are willing to spend billions of pounds, millions of pounds, whatever the case may be, just to go on a one-way trip to Mars, knowing that they'll never come.
Mate, there are people that blow themselves up, you know, so the people will do anything if their belief in something is strong enough. About 4 years ago, it was announced that there was a TV competition where they were looking for contestants to be picked from all over the world to be sent to Mars on a one-way trip. Obviously, the show never happened, but it was big news. And there was two from like each major country, and there were two Britons. And I think the way I remember it was they weren't going to come back. It was a one-way trip. And they had thousands of applicants.
Yes, because people would say that, but there's the practical side of it. It's not just that. It's the food, the water.
Yeah, well, they would have to. They would. They would
land the spacecraft on Mars.
Well, hang on. The food in the water. They would. Well, not to make light of it, but in The Martian, that actor grew food out of his poo. They would find ways. They would find ways of becoming self-sustaining.
No, it's not. But I'm not on about self-sustaining. I'm on about even carrying the food and the water.
Don't worry about that. Let NASA worry about that.
This is what I like. You see, I can't see how it's going to be possible to travel that vast amount of distance to Mars.
Well, because you have a very limited imagination.
I've been thinking about this for years.
Well, you've not been thinking about it in the right way.
Well, how come it's not been done yet? I mean,
hang on a minute. We only went to flipping the moon.
The moon,
49 years ago. So, we've come a long way since then, baby. The reason it's not happened is because it wasn't that long ago, and constant American governments have cut funding to space research. That's why.
Look, it cost billions of pounds, etc. So do you believe aliens could have existed then to travel all the way to Earth?
You're saying that aliens are too far away to come to Earth. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to put the two together. Maybe I really
you're doing it in a very bad way. Well, no, because you're then judging aliens by Earth technology, which is an incredibly arrogant and dumb thing to do.
So you're presuming that it is possible for space. So people have said they've sighted.
Why would it be aliens? Space travel? Why could it might be? They might be able to travel interdimensionally. You're very, very narrow thinking it's just a movement from one place to another. It could just be a sidestep through dimensions.
I have to, because unless it's proven, I've always wondered, all these spacecraft people have said that they've seen, and these people say that they've seen aliens, etc. These aliens have come and they've never...
Well, now you're talking about proof. You've changed the conversation completely, because first of all, you've gone from, do you think it's possible, to, I'll only believe it if there's proof. So, okay, no, there is. We don't really have that much proof. Okay, fine. But your initial point was, do I think it's possible? Yes, I think it's possible that there are. I think it's definite that they're mathematically definite that there are life forms out there in the universe, in the cosmos, in all the different galaxies. I think it's a mathematical.
I do have to agree with you on that.
Yeah, so it's a mathematical probability.
Yes,
so they will be life forms that will be tiny amoebas, and they could possibly be things that are incredibly advanced. But now you're saying that you need proof. Okay, well, I haven't got any proof, so that's the end of that conversation.
Well, I take that back, and the thing, what I should have asked you is, do you believe that aliens have travelled and visited Earth? When people say that they've seen aliens, I'm so sorry.
You keep changing the question. Focus on the question.
Tell me
what it was. Do I think they can? Yeah. Do I think they can? Yeah. Do I think they have? Yeah. Probably. Yeah. I do. I'm going to say yes.
Oh, you do. That's absolutely fine then. So I'm sorry if it's been a boring conversation.
No, you've not been boring. I've enjoyed it. You've been frustrated, but I've enjoyed it. But I think that they probably have. Some of them have got the technology, but why they'd want to come and see us, this insignificant little rock, I don't know.
How would they know that we're here? How would they? Why would you travel such great distance? And as I say, why would you go to the beach and not put your toes in the water?
You don't know that they've not put their toes in the water, and I think they're putting more than just toes in holes.
Well, it goes back to my proof then, because there's never been sufficient proof.
So you've just phoned up to say, you've just phoned up to banjax me into saying that I think aliens have been here, and then you go, but where's the proof?
I just wanted a conversation with you. I've listened to enough on the radio, and I just had to think of something to speak to you. And I'm not going to keep ringing up like your man before, which I don't know.
Well, I enjoyed our call, Gary. You call again, mate. I enjoyed that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. I enjoyed that. We've been tweeted. Thank you to everyone who has tweeted all the Gabe the dog Roblox things. Have you seen them?
He is adorable. That looks like a Pomeranian, is it?
It could be. This is the world. Look, this is it. Sleep tight, puppy. We didn't get to the cloud stage. It's just... This is what my kids were playing. Look. It is. I'll retweet these. Thank you, Paula and Dave and CJ and Steve and everybody who sent me Gabe the dog.
Seriously, though, when they said they were just going in there and looking at a dead dog, a real dead dog, I was imagining one of those, you know, those sped up pictures of the foxes at the side of the road. I was imagining that.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love... there's a lot of good stuff there. That's an amazing game. Yeah, Dad, we got this game where we just go and look at a dead dog. Huh? That's gonna bring fear into the heart of any decent parent.
This message from Roger made me laugh.
Go on.
I'm chuckling my head off right now. I feel bad, but I am. I bet Gabe was a good boy.
Yeah. Definitely. 0344... 499-1000. After the break, we'll talk to you about fanny casts.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344-499-1000. Wayne Kramer, lead guitarist with the MC5. Kick out the jams, mother fluffers! Coming up at midnight, Catherine, fanny casts.
Yes.
Tell us about this. This is something you're thinking of getting done for your children.
What, as something to remember me by? You did this.
Oh, gosh. Wow. What is it?
Mum has created, right, you know you can get, when you're pregnant, you can get casts done of your belly and your boobs.
Of the belly?
Yeah, you can get the...
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And, or probably more likely is that maybe you get a little hand or a foot.
I've seen the feet, yeah.
Feet and hands made. I always found them a little bit macabre, though. They look like disembodied... disembodied limbs.
Switch your notifications off. Okay, great.
It's off. But I am very popular. But this woman will do a... podcast of your vajayjay, and she will give it a nice finish for you as well, like rose gold.
She'll finish you off.
She'll stick it in a frame for you.
So it's.
And she wants to normalise fannies.
Okay. So she, what does she do? Does she put your fanny in like a plaster cast?
She'll put plaster against you.
Right.
And let it set. And then she'll make a mould.
Do you like a stool you sit on?
Well, it depends what kind of effect you want.
Stirrups?
I would imagine you don't want it all squashed up. You want it, you know, sitting proud. So probably legs akimbo, I'd imagine, when I imagine it.
So they make a mould of it, yeah, and then they cast it in what, bronze?
Well, I think it's plaster, and she finishes it. Let me look.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you might have... Knowing that we were going to talk about it after the break, well, you would maybe open the page up.
It says they're rose gold, but I don't believe they're made purely of rose gold. That would be a very expensive fanny, wouldn't it?
Mm.
And you'd want to put it in some sort of vault rather than a frame. This is Bobby from Clacton-on-Sea in Essex. She's been inundated with requests, including from men wanting their crown jewels done as well.
Oh, I do that. Well, of course... There were the famous groupies in the 60s, the plaster casters, mm-hmm, who would go around and take plaster casts of rock stars' penises. And there's a big collection, Jimi Hendrix, Pete Townsend, big collection of those guys.
Yeah, interesting. And yeah. I know that this has been done before as works of art, but this is to give away as sort of individual
what
things.
What do you do, lick it?
No, you put it
in the fridge?
In a frame.
In a frame?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is Bobby Gillians.
Fanny frame.
She originally casted a friend who worried that her bits weren't very pretty, and she now hopes her creations will prove that no two are the same. This is the thing, right?
Oh, God. Can I just say, the difference between... it is mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing, the differences that are out there. Incredible. Is it the same for Willy's?
Well, I've not seen that many.
Oh, come on, Kev! But all right.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all it's like looking at sometimes.
I mean, there's a general design.
I don't think there is for women's bits.
Well, for Willy's, there's a general design, and we the operating manual is fairly simple. But you know, they all look different. I don't think I couldn't do that thing of picking them out in a lineup. I don't think.
No. Well,
I mean, the one I'm most familiar with. Yes, I probably could.
I think I could with Fanny's because. They're so different. So different shapes, sizes, some as big as your head. They're not. But because I was with my first girlfriend for about 18 months, mm-hmm, right? And then the next girl, it's like, whoa, what the hell is that? Obviously, I'd tempered it slightly, but it was...
It could have been quite off-putting for her.
What is that?
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nutjob, but not that kind of nutjob.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.